It's Monday, March 30th. Here's what's happening in Northeast Indiana. From Wabash to Angola, thousands showed up to protest in Northeast Indiana on Saturday as part of the National No Kings movement. Indiana drivers will soon be paying a few more cents per gallon in taxes at the pump. And the U.S. debt has now surpassed $39 trillion, and Social Security is expected to become insolvent by 2032. I'm Brianna Barrow, and this is Who and What. From Wabash to Angola, thousands showed up to protest in Northeast Indiana on Saturday as part of the National No Kings movement. National organizers say that there were more than 8 million people who turned out for the events around the world. Local organizers peg Saturday's attendance in downtown Fort Wayne at around 9,500. That estimate is nearly double the number that turned out at the first No Kings rally in June. Even in rural communities, the numbers were larger than they had been. In a release, Noble County Democrat Chairwoman Kim Murphy says they saw an increase in protesters to around 130 people. Noble County is engaged, paying attention, and saying it plainly. No kings, not now, not ever, she said. Indiana drivers will soon be paying a few more cents per gallon in taxes at the pump. Indiana's 7% sales tax on gasoline will ring in at 17.2 cents a gallon on April 1st. Gas sales tax prices had been trending down since October when drivers paid 18 cents a gallon. March's sales tax came in at 15.3 cents. Indiana's gas sales tax reached a high of 29 cents a gallon in August 2022 after the start of the Russia-Ukraine war months earlier. The sales tax rate is calculated from the average pre-tax cost of gasoline the month before. Revenue from the sales tax is used for road construction projects. Hoosiers pay some of the highest gas taxes in the country. Drivers in Indiana will pay a total of about 72 cents per gallon in tax at the pump through April. The U.S. national debt has now surpassed $39 trillion, and Social Security is expected to become insolvent by 2032. WFYI's Caroline Beck talked to former Governor Mitch Daniels, who says Hoosiers should be more concerned about this issue.
At a recent business roundtable discussion hosted by Purdue University, Mitch Daniels, along with finance and economics experts, rang the alarm about the nation's growing debt. Daniels says that neither political party is willing to enact tougher changes for fear of losing votes. He says if nothing is done, it will mean fewer benefits down the road for Social Security and leave the trillion-dollar burden on younger generations.
People know what's going to need to be done. They simply haven't had the gumption to tell the American people that it's necessary and that it's in everyone's interest that we get on with it.
Daniel says moves like ensuring billionaires do not receive Social Security checks are actions Congress could take now. I'm Caroline Beck in Indianapolis.
Colon cancer is becoming more common, especially for younger Americans. WFIU's Aubrey Wright reports one woman's story surviving cancer.
Mariah Thompson was 37 years old when she was diagnosed with colorectal cancer. Thompson says she wrote off her symptoms and was embarrassed to tell her doctor. Symptoms can include bowel issues, belly pain, and bleeding.
I would definitely encourage people to speak up sooner. I feel like if I would have said something sooner, then maybe I wouldn't have had to have such evasive treatment.
After a colonoscopy, Thompson had surgery and a temporary ileostomy. But because they caught it early enough, she didn't need chemotherapy. 20% of colon cancer patients are younger than 50. Colonoscopies are the only test that prevents colon cancer. The American Cancer Society recently lowered age recommendations for these screenings to 45. I'm Aubrey Wright.
The third wave of No Kings protests took place all over the country this past weekend, with events scheduled throughout Northeast Indiana as part of the more than 3,000 worldwide. WBOI's Ella Abbott reports on the impact of these protests on an individual level and how the language at them has changed since they began last year.
We must tear out every root of this anti-American administration. from Washington, D.C.
Indivisible Northeast Indiana and other organizations scheduled several protests in counties around the region this weekend, the third in a series of these No Kings protests that began last year following the start of President Donald Trump's second term. While much of the language in the speeches and on signs remained the same from last summer, with protesters calling the current administration fascist, violent, or a wannabe monarchy, this rally included call-outs about military actions in Venezuela and Iran. Over the last two protests, there's also been more signs about ICE following the mass mobilization of the organization in Minneapolis in January.
He has converted ICE into his personal militia.
Chloe Andis is running for Indiana State Senate District 15 and took to the stage ahead of the protest to give a speech where she reiterated the mission of these No Kings protests.
America has no king. America needs no king. We are here today to remember that truth, to protect that truth, and to fight for that truth.
Rachel Einwohner is a sociologist at Purdue University, where she studies the sociology of mass social movements. She says part of the success of these protests has been the framing of the message.
Our country was founded on the idea of no kings. We fought a whole revolution. In this country, if we see a leader who seems to be usurping too much power and going against the Constitution and going against the people, we as Americans are not going to stand for that.
Organizers in Fort Wayne estimated the protest pulled in about 9,000 people. In Albion, a protester from Whitley joined the No Kings protest there. She said it was her first time in 60 years she felt forced to join a protest.
It's very heartening when you live in the heart of the reddest of the red areas to see that you're not alone, that you're not crazy.
Einwohner says this can be one of the biggest outcomes of mass protests like No Kings, the connection it creates between community members who might otherwise feel lonely in their political beliefs. She says oftentimes people participate in protests even if they don't believe their participation will create an immediate, explicit change.
There's lots of other reasons to do it, to take a stand. Also a statement of solidarity with others, you know, to say I'm with all the people in the country who have this perspective in common and I want to be there with them, supporting them and expressing my own views.
Sarah Offner-Seals is an associate pastor at Plymouth Congregational Church in Fort Wayne. She's participated in several protests and went to Minneapolis to meet with people affected by the ICE mobilization in the city. On Saturday, she spoke to the crowd about her experience there and how important it is to use these protests not as a final act of dissent, but as a starting point.
No Kings is a really wonderful way to come together and remind ourselves that we're not alone. But if we just come for this, then we're not going to move the needle because I don't think that this administration really cares about people gathering together and protesting.
She encouraged participants to make connections with community organizers, get involved with local organizations, and sign up for trainings on civil disobedience. Something else Offner-Seals brought back from her time in Minneapolis was the idea for a local singing resistance group. Two members of the local Fort Wayne group joined her on the stage and encouraged the crowd to sing a couple protest songs with them. Offner-Seals says groups like this have been cropping up all over the country and that it brings joy into the resistance.
It's really easy to get, you know, frustrated with everything that's going on. It's really easy to get discouraged. It's really easy to feel hopeless and helpless. But singing together lifts our spirits and it reminds us that we're not alone.
For WBOI News,
we are not afraid. We will live for liberation.
I'm Ella Abbott.
Rebecca Green and Caden McConnell contributed reporting to this story. More news in a moment.
My name is Jim Werenberg. I've been a listener and member of public radio for over 40 years. Public radio is important because it gives a broad and balanced view of the world and is a strong supporter of our local news. Please join me and countless others in protecting public radio. Learn how at wboi.org/save.
Here's what to know for today. According to newly released data, Allen County's population grew by more than 3,000 from 2024 to 2025. Elected officials across central Indiana are raising concerns about a proposal to discharge water from an industrial district in Lebanon to Indianapolis, including into the Eagle Creek Reservoir. And a renewed federal order is keeping two aging Indiana coal plants running months after their planned retirement, and utilities say the price tag is quickly climbing into the hundreds of millions. That's Who and What for Monday, March 30th. These stories and more can be found at WBOI.org or on the WBOI app. Subscribe to Who and What on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can ask your smart speaker to play Who and What. If you enjoy this podcast, you'll also enjoy our newsletter, Frequency, at WBOI.org/frequency. Music for Who and What is produced by Jack Ankenbrook. From all of us at WBOI, thanks for being with us and have a great rest of your day.